一同来祷告。
Lord, this morning may your word be our first place. They continue to assure, warn, and encourage us. May this time be a blessing to you and all everyone of us in Jesus Christ's most precious name. Amen. Reverend Chang An decided to go to attend the graduation of her eldest daughter, his eldest daughter Jing Yu.
Chang 牧师出国了，因为要去参加他的大女儿的那个毕业典礼。
So here I am.
所以就长这个长老陈安长老就在这里分享。
So God has mercy to all of you. Yeah.
神怜悯我们吧。
Yeah, yeah. Those of you that has used to be hearing Pastor Daniel's messages.
如果你很习惯听了这个Pastor Daniel 是光耀传道讲道的话。
There are he's usually because I translate for him.
因为我常常为他翻译。
He usually has 8 pages.
哇，他有很多面的八面之长。
A font is Arial, you know, size 12.
小小的字。
1.5 spacing, yep.
看到很辛苦啊。
It usually takes us about 45 minutes to finish it, yeah.
我们要翻译的话，要做功课也要45分钟。
8 pages. Today I have 13 pages, yeah.
哇，今天他有陈汉长老有13面之长。
Okay, so today the message is about the Song of Moses taken from Deuteronomy 32.
今天的经文是《申命记》。第三十二章。
Can you hear me?
都听到吗
？Okay. So those of you with Bible, can you just turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32?
生命记第三十二章。
Yep. Half of you are panicking. Where's my Bible?
哇，大家都很慌，因为找不到圣经。
You need to bring Bible.
请带你的圣经。
Okay. So it's about this song, but first of all, just wanted to bring you back. You know, come August 9th.It's the National Day of Singapore.
我们还记得说八月九日是国庆日。
There will also be songs.
到那时也会有很多的诗歌。
And these songs tend to rouse our patriotism to our country.
这些诗歌会激起我们对国家的热爱。
And to remember how we've come so far.
带领我们回忆我们来到这个路程这个历史。
As a little red dot, we have made good.
我们是一个小红点，但是我们成功了，我们做得很好。
If you are there at the National Day rehearsal yesterday, like my brother did,
如果你在那个国庆庆典的那个现场的话
，you will see the splendor of our military display and where we have came so far after all these years of nation building.
你会看到我们的国防部他们的那个武装部队多么的装潢，然后见证到我们国家进步了多么好。
It reminds me of our identity, you and I as Singaporean.
提醒了我们的身份，我们为新加坡公民的身份。
And it's something that we can be proud of.
而是我们引以为豪的。
And I'm bringing all this because we are also the people of God's nation.
而这个也带领我们，让我们在思想，我们也是神的子民，这个身份。
Are you proud of it?
那么你为这个身份而感到骄傲吗？
And as Singaporeans, we have certain expectations.
那么，身为新加坡人，我们都有一些的期待。
We have our bout of haze that comes to Singapore.
最近我们就有这个阴霾，每一年都会来光顾我们。
And we complain like crazy.
而我们就每一年一样，也是埋怨，一直埋怨。
Because this is not our life.
因为这会影响我们的生活啊。
And our life is supposed to be clean.
我们的生活应该是很干净、很清洁的。
Orderly.
很有秩序的。
With integrity.
很有诚信的。
And if you want to be part of Singapore, you should complain.
如果你是新加坡人，你就应该埋怨。
Because we believe in this value.
因为我们深信这样的价值观。
And other people like our values.
那么其他人也很喜欢我们的价值。
They like the way we treat all religion and all races equally.
他喜欢我们的种族和谐，我们的文化和谐。
So recently I was involved in a project where you need to induct.New citizens to Singapore.
最近我就参与一个工作，就是要带领那些新移民进入新加坡。
No, recent year there was many talks about you know the immigrants coming to Singapore. They just want to get a passport, can go anywhere.
这么最近就很多这种说法，就是说很多新移民来就是只要拿到这个护照，然后就到别的地方去。
Get a good education.
在这里要拿到很好的教育。
Many don't feel that they need to sink the root here.
很多人不觉得要在这里扎根。
So this they call it the Singapore new citizen journey.
所以这个呢，他们就叫做一个新移民的一个过程。
Yes, new immigrants need to go through this process within 2 months.
是的，新的移民需要经过这个两个月长的这个过程。
We need to study Singapore history.
他们需要阅读这个新加坡的历史。
They need to visit places like the parliament and the museums to remind them where we have came from.
去探访各个地方，来了解我们的地方，我们的国家。
And they need to attend a session where they appreciate the multiracial and multicultural society.
也要参加一个活动来了解我们的种族和谐，还有我们的宗教和谐。
And also recognizing that this is the place we live in, you are in always in close contact with people.
而且明白这个地方是我们一同居住的，我们大家都会很亲密的居住在一起。
And the neighbor next to your apartment may not be the same race or religion as yours.
而你的邻居未必是跟你相同的宗教种族。
And therefore you need to.Live with that.
所以你需要明白或者懂得怎么样的融入他们，与他们一起生活。
You have the responsibility.
你有这样的责任。
Because you made your choice to be a Singaporean.
因为你做了这个决定，要成为新加坡公民。
And the same way.
同样的。
Okay, if you made your choice to be the people of God.
如果你决定你要成为神的子民。
Yes, you can get His blessing.
对，你甚至可以拿到神的祝福。
You have renewed perspective about life.
也有对生命有重新的看见。
Maybe God give you more love and more friends.
也许神给予你更多的爱和朋友。
But He also expect more of you.
但是神对你也有期待。
And that's what this song is about.
而这首诗歌就是今天要讲的。
And that we made our choice, we also take responsibility.
我们做了一个决定，我们也要负上这个责任。
So the background of this is Moses is looking over Canaan across River Jordan.
所以这个背景就是摩西在约旦河张望迦南地。
He can only look only.
他只可以看。
He's not allowed to cross.
但是神不允许他渡过。
Because God had decided that Moses is not allowed to cross Canaan.
因为神已经决定了说，摩西你不能进入这应许地。
The land of milk and honey, who eventually the people will be settled in.
这个是那个蜜与奶是应许地，而人以色列子民最终要居住的地方。
I think the primary cause is because Moses, in his leadership.
主要的原因就是因为摩西在带领的时候
，At some point he doubted God.
曾经一度他怀疑神。
He said, "God, can you provide? Can you turn rock into water?"
他说：“神啊，你真的可以供应我们吗？你真的可以从石头变水吗
？”And because of that, God said, "Your punishment is you are not allowed to enter Canaan."
因为这个，神就说：“你就因为你这个怀疑，你不能够进入应许地。”
Okay, for some of you that may be a Manchester United fans.
我们在这里很多人可能是曼联的这个粉丝。
You may not have known this captain called Roy Keane.
你应该认识这个 Roy Keane 这个队长。
Okay, my heart feels for him.
我的心为了他而痛。
He is like Moses.
他就好比摩西一样。
He is the captain that led Manchester United to the final of the 1999 European Cup final.
他是队长，他带领他的队伍进入这个1999年的这个决赛。
He led the comeback when he played semi-final against.Juventus.
他们在打这个什么半决赛的时候，他们本来是输了，后来他为他们翻平了。
Juventus was leading 2-0 in halftime.
本来这个 Juventus 是2-0领先。
And because of Roy Keane, the man of the match, he turned the match around and they won 3-2.
而这个 Roy Keane 呢，就是因为他是这个领队哈，他把这个他带领他的球队赢了，就是3-2哈，就翻平了。
Yeah, but the win won the match 3-2.
3-2, right? Yeah, 就是赢了，因为我没有看的。Yeah.
And 赢了很重要啊。
赢了是曼联赢了就对了啦。
Man U fans, huh? I think the sad thing for Roy Keane that he was given booked with a yellow card in the first half.
很悲痛，就是这个Roy Keane 他却被罚了黄卡。
And as a result of that, he needs to sit out for the final in the final European Cup final.
所以因为被罚了，所以在决赛他不能打。
And like Moses.
就如摩西一样
went through with all the pharaohs and brought his enemy army, brought the people out of Egypt all the way into Canaan land. But during the final, he's not allowed to go in.
很辉煌的带领以色列子民从埃及出来，但是到了那个迦南地这边，就是零脚一踢，就是不能进了。
But Roy does not stop Roy Keane from giving his best.
但是这没有拦阻这个 Roy Keane 把他最好的献给球队。
He continued to tackle.
他继续的去踢球，他
win the ball，
他就赢球
，lead the team，
带领球队
，knowing even full well that he's not going to be in the final。
虽然他知道说他不能够参加决赛。
And today Moses is doing the same thing。
摩西也是做同样的事情。
Before he's going, before the people crosses over the Jordan, where the land of milk and honey，
在子民还没有进入应许地之前
God told him that your time is up.
神就告诉他你的时间已经到了。
You are going to die.
你就要死了。
And so do your best to leave the legacy behind for your people.
尽你最好的，把你最好的那个基业留给下一代。
And the legacy is the law.
而这个基业就是神的律法。
Which the Jew kept till this day.
就是以色列人到今天也在维持维守的。
And part of the law is this song that we're going to appreciate today.
其中在这个律法当中就有今天这首诗歌。
It's a very long song.
是非常长的一首诗歌。
But it's meant to, as the Israel sing, they remember who their God is.
但是以色列人他们一面唱的时候，就一面纪念神是谁。
Okay, unlike some of the songs which my elder son Qiye told me.
那么我的长子齐业告诉我，有些诗歌是这样的。
Nowadays the song you like to listen to it.
现在的诗歌你喜欢听吗？
You enjoy it.
你很喜欢听，因为你会很喜悦。
But you look at it, what's inside?
但是你看它的内容。
It's nothing one.
其实没什么内容啊。
But I don't know why people like to listen to this kind of song.
但是不知道为什么人喜欢听。
Including myself, yeah.
包括自己。
But this song is not like this.
但是这首诗歌并不是这样。
This song is full of content, and full of history, and full of the characteristic of God. Yeah.
这首诗歌很有内容，有神，有关于神的，也有关于历史的。
Okay, I may not read this song word for word.
我不会每一句每一句的念。
Because it's very long.
因为真的是太长了。
But I will try to highlight some of the key points.
我把重点去提起来。
So you imagine this is in the actually in Bible. If you read chapter 31, you'll find that Moses summoned all his generals to his tent.
你说在前一章三十一章，你说摩西把全部的将军都领到他面前。
And outside the tent is the pillar of clouds, which signifies God's presence.
在帐幕之外就有那个云柱火柱，就是神的同在。
And the Lord said to Moses on chapter 31, okay, verse 16.
三十一章第十六节，耶和华这样对摩西说。
他说 ，You are going to rest with your ancestor.
你要和你的列祖同睡，就说要死了。
And these people will soon prostitute themselves to foreign god.
这些百姓要起来，然后他们要在外邦神面前行邪淫。
Of the land they are entering.
要到那个进入他们的外应许地那边这样做。
They will forsake me and break the covenant I made with them.
他们会离弃我，他们会违背我与他们所立的约。
In that day I will be angry with them and I will forsake them.
到那时我的怒气必向他们发作，我必离弃他们。
I will hide my face from them, they will be destroyed.
我要掩面不顾他们，以致他们被吞灭。
Okay, that's why in verse 31 you see here, okay, first verse, 19 verse. Now write this song.
就是因为这样的背景，神说现在你要写一篇诗歌。
And teach it to the Israelites.
教导以色列人。
And have them sing it.
要他们学习唱。
So they may be a witness against them.
而这首诗歌就要见证他们的错误。
Okay, so this is the background and the purpose of the song.
所以这是那个背景，这首诗歌的重点。
And God is telling me, don't say I never tell you, huh?
神说不要说我没告诉你哦。
Because in the song, he's predicting what kind of situation the Israelites will go through.
透过诗歌，神就已经预定哦，已经预知，小玉他们说子民会是怎么样的。
Okay, ready for the song?
你准备好了吗？听这首诗歌。
I'm not going to sing it.
他可以唱。
Okay, so this is the first verse 1-9, and it is talking about the God, the Creator, and the Sustainer.
第一节到第九节是讲到这个神是创造者，他也是维持一切秩序的神。
So the it starts with praising who God is.
所以这个开始呢，就赞美神是谁。
Verse 3, I will proclaim the name of the Lord and praise the greatness of our Lord.
第三节说，我要宣告耶和华的名，我要将大功德归于我的神。
He's the rock, his works are perfect, and his ways are just.
他是磐石，他的作为是完全，他所行的无不公平。
Again, New Creation Church, the church is called the Rock at Buena Vista.
So this New Creation Church, its name is also called Panshi.
I don't know whether this inspiration comes here.
Maybe it's from here. Okay.
So do you see your life as a proclamation of His name and a praise of His greatness?
Is it I see your life as a proclamation of His name and a praise of His
greatness? If you live your life like this, what kind of life would you have?
If your life is like this, what kind of life would you have?
Okay, moving right along.
我们继续看。
But in here you say, okay, ask your father, okay, verse 7.
但是第七节讲说，你当问你的父亲。
And he will tell you.
他会指示你。
And your elders.
问你的长者。
And they will also explain to you.
他们也必向你解释。
And this is a recollection of God's providence for them.
这个就是一个回顾神对他们的供应。
And the song starts with.Remember what I have done for you.
这首诗歌的开场白就是要纪念我所为你们做的事。
I am your creator and your sustainer.
我是你的创造者，我也是那建立你的神。
Okay, from verse 10 and to 14 on, it's another storyline.
第十节到十四节又是另外一个故事。
It talks about His unique providence and total sufficiency. Yeah.
讲到神的供应是何等的独特，他的丰富的完全和充足。
It talks about how God shielded.
讲到神怎么样去保护
cared for,
怎么去照顾
guard his people like apple,
怎么持守他的子民
protect them like eagles,
就如鹰保护小鹰一样
he hovers and spreads his wing and moves them the young to the safety,
他展开翅膀来维护那个小鹰
and it nourishes them,
那么喂饱他们
and God alone did that,
而神唯有神是这样子做
and there are no other God,
并无外邦神是这样做的。
Okay, move on. Okay, come to but then turn. Here's the turning point.
但是这是一个转捩点。
His jealousy and anger.
神的愤怒，神的嫉妒。
And God is predicting that the Israelites will have extramarital affairs.
神预言说，哇，子民会有婚外情啊。
Because life gets too comfortable.
因为生活太安逸了。
And he says here, verse 17.
第十七节这样说。
God, they have not known.
那些他们不认识的神
God had that recently appeared,
那些他们不认识的神
and this is like girls you have not known,
就是好像你不曾认识的妇女少女
recently you met at the pub,
你在那个酒吧认识的人
and you forgot about your wife,
你就忘记了你的妻子
and you forgot about God,
你忘了神
and therefore because of this you'll be punished,
因为这样子你必受到惩罚
we know that recently our dear friendNg Boon Gay from CNB, right? Ng Boon Gay, you know the.
最近那个
He was.
性那个叫什么贿赂的那个案件吧。
Yeah, he was eventually acquitted.
最后呢，那位高层员是被判无罪哦。
Does that mean that he's not punished?
难道这样子说他没有被惩罚吗？
I think the trial is over.
虽然那个审案是过了
he's acquitted of not committed bribery.
说是没有犯那个贿赂的罪
or corruption.
或者是corruption. Yeah, corruption 的罪
But I think his punishment just begins.
但是他真正其实他受的那个责罚才刚刚开始
I don't know what is going to be the relationship with his wife.
我很难想象他跟太太的关系会怎么样。
It's hard to tell from the paper.
在报纸上是很难看得到的。
We don't know what's going to happen to his career.
我们也不知道他的事业会怎么样。
He will be punished.
他会有他得到的惩罚。
And then, if you want to be God's people,
同样的，你要成为神的子民。
And you start to commit to other gods.
你又对其他的神明立约。
Maybe the God is not. Maybe the God to you is money.
可能那个所谓的其他神明是钱财呀。
It's money. It's power.
可能是权势。
I don't know.
我不知道。
But if you do that, you'll be punished.
但是如果你是这样做的话，你会受到惩罚。
Okay.And here it continues on that God thinks that they are perverse generation. From verse 20, they are perverse generation.
第二十节，神说他们是这个乖僻的族类。
They are children who are unfaithful.
他们是没有诚心、不诚实的儿女。
You make me jealous. They make me jealous by what's no God.
神说你触动了我的愤恨，因为那些虚无的神明扰了我的怒气。
And here you see a jealous God.
这里你就看到一个会妒忌的神。
I don't know whether how you feel about a God that is jealous.
你对这个有妒忌心的神有怎么样的感受呢
？That craves for your adoration.
神是多么期待我们对他的渴慕、爱慕。
That is full of life, full of blood.
这个神是有血有肉的神。
And he wants you as much as he wants you.
他多么的渴慕你我。
Okay, so and then therefore you will see what happened in verse 23 to.Verse
27. 23到27节，你就这样看到。
Okay, God will heap calamities.
我要将祸患堆在你们身上。
Send famines.
在你们身上有饥饿。
consume pestilence, consuming pestilence.
有那种毒虫啊，苦毒啊，各样的猛兽。
Deadly plagues.
各样的疾病。
Even make them childless.
还使到你们无儿无女。
And there be terrors in your home.
在你们家是充满恐慌。
And young men and young women will perish.
少男少女都会短命。
There will be a lot of death.
就有很多的死亡伤亡。
I think sometimes we take God for granted.
很多时候我们没有把神当作神。
And these days we talk about God's grace and mercy.
很多时候我们说神的恩典啊，神的怜悯。
And we don't talk about the fear of God.
但是我们没有讲到要敬畏神。
But you know today, if you get out of line,
但是你知道今天如果你偏行了道路，
there will be dire consequences.
就会有很严重的后果。
And that's what is mentioned here.
这里就是神所形容的。
Okay, however, you will find that when it comes verse 28.
但是到了第二十八节
，Okay, God also turned to those that bully Israel.
神却也向那些危害以色列人的人来说话了。
Because of the disobedience of his people.
因为子民的违背。
They will be defeated by many of their enemies.
他们会被他们的敌人打败。
And but then God also take vengeance on the enemies.
但是神也会讨伐这些敌人。
It's like your father. If you are the father,
就好比你是父亲
，and you punish your son for doing something wrong.
孩子做错事情，你就责备他。
But if your son went out and fight with the neighbor,
但是孩子跟出去外面跟别人打架
，and he loses out,
又被人家一打输了。
You also take vengeance on the neighbor's kid, right?
你可能也会为你的孩子去罚那个
parents about it.
另外一个孩子，或者跟另外一个孩子的父母讲。
Yeah, so while you punish your son, you also wanted to punish the neighbor.
就一方面你责备自己的孩子，一方面你也为孩子报复哈。
So this is God's heart.
这是神的心。
Okay, you will see that this is also continual description of how God is, it's angry about the enemies who attacked Israel.
这是看到神对以色列的敌人也是多么的恼怒。
Okay, and he said that these people are nation without sense. There are no discernment in them.
他说这些人他们是没有聪明的，他们没有智慧的。
It's very interesting and very conflicting.
这个画面是非常的敌对。
It's like the father telling the son, "You go out and fight with them."
一方面好像父亲跟孩子说，你出去了跟人家打架。
Okay, you don't want me, you don't believe in me, you go.
你不相信我的话，你就去做吧。
And then when the son suffers defeat,
当孩子失败了回来
，then you also get angry.
你又为他们生气。
And then you tell the enemy one more time, and I'm going to beat you up.
你就告诉那个敌人，你再欺负他一下，我就揍你。
I like you to see that this interesting, this really full of life, full of blood relationship with God.
希望你可以看到这个神有血有肉的这幅画面。
He's not the God that just provides.
他不只是一个那个供应的神。
He's also a God that's emotional.
他也是那个很有富有情感的神。
That can relate to us.
他可以明白我们的心。
He can laugh with us.
他与我们一同的笑。
He can cry with us.
一同的流泪。
And he can even get angry.
他也会生气。
So God has promised that He will repay.
所以神应许说他会报复敌人。
And the disaster will come to the enemies that attack Israel.
要讨伐敌人，他们将面临祸害。
Okay. And then He turned His compassion to His people again.
然后神就以怜悯转向以色列人。
I'll read it. The Lord will vindicate His people, and He relent.Concerning his servant.
神说我会为你们伸冤而为子民平反。
When he sees his strength, their strength is gone, and no one's left, slave or free.
当他看到他们的力已经没有了，看到他们成为仆人的话。
He will say, "Now, where are their gods?"
当外邦人跟他们说，你们的神在哪里呢？
The rock they took refuge in.
他们的磐石在哪里呢？
Okay, verse 38. Let them rise to help you. Let them give you shelter.
当外邦人问他们你的神在哪里呢？让你的神兴起来帮助你们吧。
And verse 29, See now I am he, there's no God beside me.
然后神说你们如今就要知道我而唯有我是神，在我以外并无别神。
And it's like after all this punishment, God still bring them back.
好比说经过了这些全部的惩罚，神还是要把他们带领回来。
And thisalways reminds me of my father.
提醒了我父亲。
He's a very firm believer of the power of the cane.
我父亲很相信这个藤条。
At that time it wasn't, there was no child abuse.
当年那时没有这个保护孩子这个法律。
And when he canes he canes. Yeah.
哇，他鞭打的时候是真的是打的。
But there's always a part which I always remember.
但是有一部分我一定会常常记得。
So I will cry into the night.
所以我就会在夜里哭啊。
Full of anger and hatred.
心中也很多的生气，很多的恨啊。
I don't deserve this.
啊，我不应该，我不值得这样被打。
Even though that I know I'm wrong.
虽然我是明白我是错的。
But have ego 吗？
但是有那个骄傲吗？
But at night, 2-3 o'clock, the door will open.
但是到了清晨两点三点，门就会
开。Turn on the light.
父亲就会进来开灯。
And say, how are you?
父亲就会问，哎，你怎么样了？
Turn around.
看转过来看一下吧。
Not very gentle, but turn around.
转过来一下看，来。
Okay, so pull the pants down.
拉下你的裤子看一下。
And he will start to put all this antiseptic cream on the butt.
好人就会在那个屁股上放那个消毒药哈。
And this I can relate.
这个我能够亲身体会。
After all is done to his people.
神做了这么多事情。
He will come back.
神他会回来。
He will apply the medication.
他会把这个药膏涂在你的伤口上。
He will heal and restore.
他会医治你，他会复原你。
And he is unstoppable in that respect.
而在这方面，没有人能够拦阻他的。
I will read the rest of the verse here because it is very inspirational.
我们继续读这个全部的跟念下去念下去。
I'll read from verse 39 to 43, and I'll get Yuk-Ching to help me do that. See now, I myself am him. There's no other gods besides me. I'll put to death, and I'll bring to life. I've wounded, and I will heal, and no one can deliver out of my hands. I lift my hands to heaven and solemnly swear, as surely as I live forever, when I sharpen my flashing sword and my hands grasp it in judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversary and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood while my sword devours flesh, the blood of the slain and captives, the head of the enemy's leaders. Rejoice, you nation, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servant. He will take vengeance on his enemy and make atonement for his land and his people. God came back and rescued them.
所以神回来了，去拯救他的子民。
Okay. So I had some reflection upon this song.
所以我对这首诗歌诗篇有一个反思。
Okay, first of all, I'm touched by a God with strong feelings.
首先呢，我很感动，因为看到我们的神是富有情感的。
And we know that if you are Christian and that we are not relating to a doctrinal God.
而我们因为是身为基督徒，我们所神，我们跟神的关系并不是只是一个理念上的神。
We are relating to a God that is alive.
我们与神建立关系，神是活着的。
That is real.
他是真实的神。
And goes along with us and with all his feelings.
他按着他的情感与我们一同的行走。
And sometimes when I pray, it helps to remind me this.
偶尔当我在祷告的时候，我也被提醒。
Okay, I will just sit down and quiet myself.
我坐下来，我祷告的时候，我静下来。
Sometimes I will take an empty chair beside me.
有时候我旁边放着一张空的椅子。
And reminds me that as I pray.
提醒我，当我祷告的时候。
I'm not just muttering words.
我不是在跟空气说话。
And he is with me by my side.
反而是神在我身边，坐在我旁边。
Sometimes when I devotion with the family, with the children.
有时我在带领家庭这个崇拜的时候。
I will say, let's quiet down.
我也告诉家人，我们一同的安静下来。
And ask them, do you realize that God is in this bedroom?
就问他们，你们知道吗？现在神就在我们的房间当中。
And 启宏说，嘿 ，God 咩？
And 启宏说，神有吗？在吗
？Okay, so when you know that, you realize that it's a relationship that you can talk to.
当你这样做，你就知道神是一个与我们有关系的神。
And he understands and cares for you.
他明白我们，他也关心我们。
And the second reflection is that God knows our wrongdoing before we even do it.
第二个反思就是我们在犯错犯罪之前，神就已经知道了。
So nothing surprises him.
所以对神来说，没有什么东西是让他很惊讶的。
And he knows that we're going to fall.
他早就知道我们会跌倒的。
And he knows that this church is going to make wrong decision.
他也知道教会会有做一些错误的抉择。
Our elders and deacons will get into conflict.
长老只是会有一些冲突的。
And we will not sometimes love each other that much.
我们有时候也不会彼此相爱。
But God sees it already.
其实神早就看到了。
It's all in his part of the package.
他早就知道，已经在他的计划里面。
As long as our heart is with him,
只要我们的心与他的心同在。
Nothing surprises him.
没有东西让神惊讶的。
And yet he did not abandon this project of salvation.
但是神却没有放弃这个救赎人的工作。
But committed to see it to his successful completion, the vindication of his people.
他要坚持的持续这个塑造的工作，直到成功为止，直到子民得到平反。
So God will not stop there.
是神不会停止工作的。
Today you fail.
今天你是失败了。
Sometimes you kick yourself for making stupid mistakes.
有时候你真的会挑自己一下，哎呀，做了这个很愚蠢的。
Sometimes you blame yourself for making the wrong decision.
有时候你怪自己做错的决定。
Sometimes people are hurt because of your wrongdoing.
有时候别人因为你的做法而受到伤害了。
And then you see that God, I'm not like Christ.
然后你说，哎呀，神啊，我真的很不像耶稣。
I don't deserve to go to church.
我真的不值得来教会。
That's why I will leave church.
我看我要离开教会。
Be my own little Christian.
我要做我自己小小的基督徒。
And soon you disappear from church.
更好就是我从教会遗失掉吧，消失掉。
Because you think that you have failed.
因为你觉得你自己失败了。
But God said that nothing surprises him. This he's prepared for it already.
但是神说，我不惊讶哈，这样的事情我早就预定了。
So the more you fail,
所以你越失败的话
，the more you should come back.
你越失败，你就越应该回来。
Because God will talk to you through the brothers and sisters and to His Bible.
因为神要透过他的话，也要透过弟兄姐妹来跟你说话。
And in a song that shows God's faithfulness.
这首诗歌也让见证了神的信实。
And in verse 45 says, when Moses finished reciting all these words to Israel.
45节，摩西说完了这一切话。
Before he died.
在死之前，他说。
He said to them.
他说。
Take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day.
你们要把这些话放在你的心上。
So that you command your children to obey and carefully obey carefully all the words of this law.
要吩咐你的子孙去谨守遵行这些法律上的话。
They are not just idle words for you.
这些不是那种虚空与你无关的事。
They are your life.
它乃是你的生命。
So your children must be involved in songs.
所以你的孩子也要参与这样的诗歌里面。
They must remember songs that sang here.
他们也要纪念在这里所唱的一些诗歌。
Because they must remember what the Bible verses says.
因为他们要记得上帝的话说过的。
Because it is their life.
因为这也是他们的生命。
Because this is our life.
这是我们的生命。
And we live by these words.
而我们也是凭着神的话而活。
The story goes that there is this place called Nantucket Island in Massachusetts, USA.
有个故事这样说，在美国有个地方叫做 Nantucket 地方。
In the 1930s, till now, okay, the seas in the Massachusetts coast is always very stormy and dangerous.
那是在海岸的那个海地哦，是海呀哈，是非常的危险的。
So many lives were lost because of shipwreck or a situation happened at sea.
很多船呢经过这个地方都遇到危险，就丧失了很多生命。
Especially when the ship comes near the island.
特别是那个船太靠近小岛的时候触礁。
And it's very dangerous.
就非常危险。
Okay, so finally a group of volunteers come into the life-saving business.
忽然就有一队的义工，他们说我们要进入这个拯救生命的工作吧。
So it's all volunteers.
大家都是义工。
So they set up huts along the shore.
他们在岸边就建立了小小的房子。
And they take turn keeping watch.
他们就按时间去看。
And if someone sighted there is a overturn or shipwreck.
如果看到有船翻了。
And they will send a signal out to those that are in this volunteer business.
他们就告诉其他的义工们。
And they will go out and save these guys.
整队那就出去进行这个拯救的工作。
And eventually they are called the Humane Society.
后来呢就成为这个人道的组织。
Until these days, it's still there in the museum. Yeah.
到现在还是有这个人道组织。
And these people did not risk their life for money or recognition.
这些人他们冒着生命去做这样的工作，不是为了钱，也不是为了名。
They are risking your life for other humans' lives.
他们是为了别人的生命而去冒险。
Eventually.There was a motto that became their motto.
最后他们也有一个的意象。
It says this.
意象正是这样说。
You have to go out.
你必须出去。
But you don't have to come back.
但是你不一定要回来。
Imagine a company having a recruitment ad.
你可以想象吗？
Mission of the company.
有一个公司要招人哦。
Okay, you have to go out, but you don't have to come back.
你要出去冒险哦，但是你不一定要活着回来。
How many people actually apply for the job?
多少人会应征这样的工作？
But the fact is because of this mission,
但正因为这样的使命，
and it's inspirational,
这样的使命很有鼓吹性啊。
More people started joining in.
更多的人去参与这样的工作。
Risking their life for people they have never met.
为别人的性命而冒自己的生命。
Over time, the town decided that Coast Guard started to be involved.
那么过了不久呢，就那个城哦，那个小镇哦，就觉得应该用这个海岸的警备队哦来负责这样的工作。
Okay, so this coast guard start to work side by side with the volunteers.
所以这个警备队呢，就有这些义工们一同的来进行工作。
Because they are better trained.
因为他们比较有技巧。
Eventually, the word becomes that, "Aiya, let the professional do it."
但是过后呢，就有这样的想法，不然就让这些专业人士去做吧。
They are better trained.
他们比较，他们有受过训练。
They are paid for it anyway.
他们也是领薪水的。
So we just finished the Shepherd Summit, right?
So, 因为我们刚刚完了那个那个什么疯什么疯人会
那不是疯人会，是牧人疯。
牧人疯会，对，哎呀，整天弄错，呀，这里呀。
So, so the pastors are the professionals.
所以牧师就是那个。
They should take care of they should take care of the shepherding.
他们是专业，他们让他们去做这个牧羊的工作吧。
They are professionals.
他们是专业的。
They went to theology institute.
他们去了上神学院的。
They are paid for it anyway.
而且他们也领薪水哦。
So we come here and sit down and listen.
所以我们就来这边坐下来听就好了。
Okay. Pretty soon, what happened is that the volunteers stopped manning the hut.
但是过了很不久啊，就是那些义工们已经不再去做在那个再去那边观察了。
They stopped keeping the watch.
他们没有在岗位上去警守。
They stopped searching the coast for ship in danger.
他们不去查看有没有船有危险。
They stopped sending teams out.
他们也不派人出去救人了。
Because let the professional do it.
因为他们说就让专业人士去做吧。
But they cannot bring themselves to disband.
但是他们却不要解散啊。
This society is still there.
所以这个组织还在。
Today.
到今日还在。
Because they enjoy each other's company.
他们很喜欢彼此的这个同这个关系。
And they have dinner together.
大家一起聚会啊，来吃饭啊。
Talk about their war stories.
讲到以前的故事啊。
But they no longer go out there anymore.
但是他们已经不再出海救人了。
But they have good fellowship.
但是我们有很好的团契。
Get the message?
你明白了吗？
They are not just, they are no longer in the life-saving business anymore.
他们已经不再参与这个救人救生命的工作了。
They are in having a long, warm fellowship.
他们是有这个很美好的团契而已。
I think this should, we should ask ourselves.
我们也要扪心自问。
We spend so much time improving the worship environment.
花了这么多时间，我们花了这么多时间来，然后使这个敬拜的场地进步。
The trains are, the bands are more well trained.
我们的敬拜团队都是更加受到训练的。
The song arrangement is integrated to the message.
我们的选的诗歌跟那个经文是相符的。
Even the prayer is connected together.
连祷告也是符合的。
And with all this improvement,
我们做了这么大的进步。
There are still so much.Empty airs and space in the pew.
但是在我们当中还是有很多的空位。
Let the professional do it.
就让那些专业的人去填满他们吧。
Oh, in the, I think what happened is the Israelites get comfortable.
所以以色列人他们也是太过安逸了。
And in Chinese, they're saying that 温饱思淫念 That means if you are comfortable, you start to think fantasize things.And they start to go for other gods.
所以他们因为吃得太饱了，没事做了，就去寻找其他的神。
We lost the sense of mission.
而就失去了这个使命感。
We are not longer saving life anymore.
而我们失去了使命感，我们不再参与这个救生命、拯救灵魂的工作。
And to be a spirit-filled worshiping community.
这个成为一个圣灵充满的敬拜群体。
To attract.
要吸引万人。
Witness.
要见证基督。
Equip and bless with God's life.
要装备信徒，要祝福群体。
You look at this every Sunday.
每一天都看到这个使命。
If you look at your timetable each week.
每一天，如果你看你的节目表。
How much hours is spent in doing a little bit of that?
你的时间有多少是腾出来做这样的工作
？Let the professional do it.
还是你交给专业人士去做
？In the recent church summit.
在刚刚过的这个峰会。
We have brought all the ministry leaders, the elders and deacons, and all the people that are involved in responsible for some of the ministries.
我们把教会的领袖啊，全部的参与事工的领袖们都召集起来。
And after all this discussion and sharing, we came up with six themes.
那过了这个聚会之后，我们就出现了这个六个主题。
And it's about how we want the church to operate the next time.
这个主题是我们想看到教会是在接下来的日子要怎么样的去进行。
Okay, number one, the most important is team.
第一的主题呢，就是团队。
From now on, we want to serve as a team.
我们要以团队的方式去服事。
长智慧 will be a team.
长智慧也是一个团队。
The zone will be a team.
区会是团队。
The ministry will be a team.
事工是团队。
No longer you do this, you do this, okay, finish.
而不只是你做你的，我做我的。
And wow, you never give me training. There's a lot of problem.
不能够埋怨说，哎，你没有训练我啊，很多问题啊。
From now we need to create this team spirit.
我们要有这个凝聚的这个团队精神。
Using each other's strengths and and complemented each other's weaknesses.
我们彼此的配搭，用按着彼此的强点来配搭。
And we need to share a burden.
第二，我们也要互相的那个担当，彼此担当。
Okay, it's not it's too big, okay? So it's too big. Have we lost a sense of mission?
我们是否已经丧失了这个使命感？
And therefore, on the extreme, extreme right, you need to share the vision.
所以右边那边看到说，我们要分享我们的意向。
So ministry heads and cell group leaders.
所以组长们、事工组、领袖们。
Your role is not to make everybody happy.
你的工作不是要使到人都高兴哦。
Share your heart.
你是要分享你的
Why are we meeting?
分享说我们的使命，分享我们的意向，为什么我们在这里聚集？
Every day you go to the cell group, you travel 1 hour to the location, worship cell group for 2 hours, then you travel back 4 hours.
你看，你花一个小时去小组，两个小时聚会，一个小时回来，四个小时了。
What's the purpose?
目的是什么
？Okay, next one is you need time commitment.
第三就是要花时间。
And one group came out with, 如果不委身，教会尽委身。
啊，有一个组是这样子讲哈。
And it's if we are not committing, if we are not committing time out and set the time out for ministries, then what are we talking about?
他说你不肯花时间腾出时间为了事工，那你在说什么呢？
Because every week you'll be struggling.
因为每个礼拜你都会在那边挣扎，
should I go, should I not go?
要去不要去？
But if you put in a timetable in your Google calendar,
但是你已经把如果你把时间已经放在你的计划表里面。
Okay, this 2 hours is for God.
这两个小时已经腾出来为了神的。
The day before it will come out to you, ding 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 ding, tomorrow cell group, ding 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 ding.
前一天就会在那边亮了，告诉你说两个小时为神
工作。You don't even have to struggle.
你不会挣扎的。
The time is committed.
因为你已经把时间腾出来了，你就会去。
You don't commit, every day is a struggle.
如果你没有委身这段时间，你每一次都在挣扎。
Should I come to worship when my exam's coming?
我要考试了，需要来崇拜吗？
噔噔噔噔。
但是那个亮亮。
Go.
就说你一定要去啊。
Decision done long ago.
这个决定很早以前就做过了。
Okay, then the other one, we need to challenge each other, right?
我们必须彼此挑战。
Okay, are we growing?
彼此挑战说我们灵命增长了吗？
So the leaders and ministry, cell group leaders and ministry heads.
所以组长们、领袖们。
Needs to challenge each other.
他们要彼此的挑战。
Are you growing?
你成长了吗？
If you are 1 year in the ministry in the cell group,
如果你在事工已经一年了，
ask you to pray for somebody,
叫你为别人代祷。
And you say that, 哎呀 I don't know how to pray.
我哎呀我不会祷告嘞。
This is a serious sin.
这个是很严重的一个罪哈。
Because you are lazy.
因为这个是懒惰的罪。
Because nobody challenges you.
因为没有人。督促你，
and you never grow.
你就没有成长。
And there are people that there are 3 years in the cell group say I'm still a young Christian.
有人已经三年了在小组，还说我是很年轻的，我是很年轻的组员呢、啊。
Not acceptable.
这个是。
So we decided that we need to challenge each other to grow.
所以我们决定说我们要彼此挑战。
And the fourth is Bible.
第四呢就是圣经。
We need to witness to people what God has done to our life.
我们要向人见证神在我们身上的工作。
If you ask each other, hey, how what are you doing with Jesus this coming week?
如果你彼此问对方说你这个礼拜跟主做了些什么呢？
And you like, huh?
而你答案是
Then obviously, something is wrong.
那么肯定就是你生命上有些问题了。
What you learn on Sunday doesn't apply on the weekdays.
你在礼拜天学到的，在整个礼拜你没有应用。
I think the song is to remind us.
这首诗歌是要提醒我们。
Remind the people of Israel.
提醒以色列子民。
That if you are His people.
如果你是神的子民。
His care and concern and providence is guaranteed.
神给予你的供应，你的关怀，你是一定的。
But there is also obligation.
但是神对你也有要求。
You need to serve.
你必须服侍他。
You need to bring blessings to people.
你必须祝福别人。
You need to save lives.
你必须拯救灵魂。
And last week, the pastor mentioned that pastor visiting pastor say.
上个礼拜另外一位牧师说。
Remember his message. What's his message about?
陈坤豪牧师所说的。你记得他讲了什么吗？
Be the salt.
做光
and the light.
做盐。
If your salt is still in the shaker,
他说如果你的盐还是在那个 shaker 里面。
If your light is lit but underneath the bed,
如果你的灯是照亮，如果是在床底下。
If you are lifesaver still talking in the fellowship but not going out,
如果你是那个救灵魂的，但是你只是在团契里面讲话而没有出去行动的话。
What's the point?
那意义在何处呢？
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
let's have a sense of mission.
让我们都有这个使命感。
From here on, let's serve with a purpose.
从今天开始，我们要带着使命去服事。
May the Lord walk with us so that we enjoy the milk and honey of Canaan.
愿神与我们同行，让我们尝到他的福气满满。
Let's pray.
我们同心祷告。
Lord, forgive us if we have been too contented and too comfortable, and we forgot that besides providing for our life and our family, there is a greater mission. Hold us accountable to that, and knowing that you will come back and keep us accountable to it. And give us the love for you and our people and your people. In Jesus Christ's most precious name. Amen.
Amen.